I'm Chad Owen, the annuity sales coach. In 2007, I was $150,000 in credit card debt, and now I've written over $155 million in annuity production as a solo producer. I make my own calls, schedule my own appointments, do my own follow-up, and I'm actively in the field just like you. If you've hit a rough patch in your business, you're not alone. I've helped agents overcome and find success on a daily basis, and now many write over $1 million or more each month. Let me help you do the same. Buckle up, it's time to go to school with The Annuity Sales Coach. Hello everyone, this is Chad Owen, The Annuity Sales Coach and owner of Retirement Realized Agents Academy. Thank you once again for joining us, and today we're going to cover a topic that's almost asked as much as leads. And obviously, number one topic is leads, but then close behind that is which insurance company do you pick and why? And now this is going to have a variation. I will not mention any particular insurance company in this entire podcast because it changes so quick. And honestly, there's about 37 states that have the same product line, and then there's about 13 states that have different. There's 10-10 states, which means you can only have products that have less than a 10% surrender schedule, and they can't be longer than 10 years. You have some states out there that can have products up to 16 years. And this is why you can't mention any particular insurance companies, because I don't know what's the best in your state for any given situation, because we also have the other side to that. So you have clients that are 50 years old, retiring in 15 years. You have clients that are 70 years old and already retiring. There's multiple insurance companies that are going to be best for each situation. And so when you're trying to ask me a question about, hey, what's the best insurance company? I could tell you for that state. I could tell you for that situation. And I have them all memorized. It just comes to the top of my head. But here's the reality. And one of the biggest challenges I find with annuity agents, life insurance agents, is they just want to be told right there, this is the best insurance company for this situation. They don't want to run illustrations themselves. They don't want to research which product is the best. And here's what I have to say about that. That's not a good idea. You don't want to rely on your marketer to pick the best company in the best situation and have them run your illustrations. It's not because it's not more efficient. It absolutely is. If I called my marketer every time and said, hey, here's a client's age, here's their situation, which company is the best, I could do that very well. The problem is, it affects my ability and knowledge to know which product is the best. Therefore, when I'm in front of the client, I don't have that confidence that comes with, this is absolutely the best company per your situation, per what you want to do. I have to go, in my head, I'm going, man, I hope this is. I mean, my marketer picked it. But how many times over the years have I been misled, not intentionally, but because I maybe didn't disclose something when I was explaining to my marketer, hey, this is the situation, this is what they want to do. And then all of a sudden in the appointment, it changes. And now that product that I picked needs to switch. Well, I don't want to go back again to the marketer and say, hey, can you please help me find out which product's the best? Because I know how they work, because I run the illustrations on for myself, because I'm the one that actually researches the different products, I read the actual brochures themselves, I read the disclosures, I know the applications inside and out, I know which product is going to be best for them if that situation changes. And so it's a confidence thing. It's knowing absolutely per their situation which is best. Now, I even go as far, it doesn't matter which insurance company, I always organize the applications myself. In other words, I always make sure number one is the application. That's the first section. Number two is the suitability. That's where each company has different pages for their suitability, but I go application suitability. Then I go to actual product disclosures. Then I go to income disclosures if it is an income product. And then I go into transfer forms, replacement, and then I have my own documentation, why I pick the products I do. And then I have another one that talks about I did not advise anything or any way, shape, or form for them to sell or buy stocks, bonds, mutual funds, anything variable. Those are separate documents I have. And if you're part of my academy, Retirement Realized Agents Academy, or if your marketing organization has generously paid for that for you, that's all included in the back end of things. So it's under agent tools or client tools, either one. Those documents are actually in there. But that application I make sure is in the same order, because no matter what company I'm using, I have that flow. I know exactly where everything is. I carry multiple transfer forms for each of the companies. As I think I've told you, in my truck, I actually have this box that has a whole bunch of different insurance companies with brochures, disclosures, applications. I carry approximately 5 separate applications in my actual briefcase, in other words, from 5 different companies, from the one that will most likely fit someone who's 40 to 50, someone who's 50 to 70, someone who's 80 and above. It's a fixed indexed annuity, best one with an income rider, best one for someone who's over 80. I actually carry those in my briefcase. And the one that's over 80 is incredibly rare, because generally I don't write annuities for people over the age of 80. It has to be a very extreme circumstance or a perfect circumstance. Like one time I wrote a $2.4 million annuity for someone who is 84 years old, but they had another $2 million in liquid cash. So I wasn't even remotely concerned. It was purely a death benefit play. That being said, though, I have all my application in a very systematic order. And it's not a surprise when I know, or when something comes up to the next page, because I already know how to fill that application out. So it's seamless. Now I already hear it. I hear it in my head. Why don't you use e-apps? I'm working on it. I'm a slow turner. I'm a big ship going my way, and it takes me a while to turn around, and I'll do it. I will get on board with the e-app. I'm training new agents to do that all the time. It's just, that's the first thing you need to do is learn how to do the e-app. I've been doing this for over 15 years. I love filling out my own applications. I like seeing the behind me on my desk where my pending business is. So it's going to take a little while, but as I've said before, we will all end up doing e-apps. It's more efficient. It's more effective. The processing time is less. It's just the better way to do it. That being said, when I'm looking at the different insurance companies, why do I pick the ones I do? Well, I have this also in the agent handout side of things. That actually might be in the client handout, but it's why I pick the companies I do. And number one is financial stability. I want to make sure I have a company that's incredibly financially stable. I want to make sure that it's been around a while. And for me, it's literally anything over 20 years. You will say, well, that's not a long time. That actually is a long time when you take the standpoint of a lot of these companies went through some messes, 2000 to 2003, 2007 to 2009. So we've had some pretty extreme circumstances. So of course, it's important to see how they fared in that actual situation. The other thing I look at, so financial stability is number one, best benefits is number two. Which one has the best income riders with benefits, long-term care benefits? Which one allows 10% penalty-free withdrawals? And once again, this is just a broad overview of why I picked the company I do, but I'm looking at the different benefits in the actual product. So number one, financial stability. Number two, best benefits. Number three, best customer service. This is a huge deal to me. As being one of the top producers in the United States, if they are not treating me well, in other words, they're not answering my phone calls, I'm not able to get in touch with them, what are they going to do to my clients? If I have to go on hold for 10 or 15 minutes just to get in touch with a marketer in the insurance company, or to get in touch with sales support or current customer accounts, it's or policy information, suitability. If I have to wait 10 to 15 minutes just to get through to that, what are they doing to my clients? And I just can't do that. So once again, we go back to financial stability, best benefits, best customer service. And the next one is highest payout or highest potential index growth. Now, the reason why I break that into two is because sometimes it's an income play, sometimes it's an index play. Now, when we're picking the indexes, it's very important we look at all the indexes and why we pick them. Because the index, just because it says in the past 10 years it's made 12%, what is the likelihood of that happening again? I mean, we have a lot of indexes right now that are three-year point-to-points that have made 12% supposedly, and there's not a lot. There's actually a couple that is, say they've made 11 or 12% over the past 10 years. And that is not good, because what is the likelihood of that same thing happening in the next 10 years where the market's going up for 10 straight years? It's pretty unlikely. So me personally, I don't like to put anybody in indexes longer than 2 year point to point. I don't like 3 year point to point, 4 year point to point. And I definitely don't like 5 year point to point. I don't like 6 year point to points. And that's the longest I've seen so far. But it's too long to try and, well, actually realize your returns. So when it comes to index strategies, oh, also in an index strategy, I don't use one that actually has fees as well. And here's why. I know they illustrate a good return from the past 10 years. But when we're looking at this, I talk against fees so much about having fees tied to your growth. And I think if I'm going to have an index that actually has fees tied to it, when really it's so close to get the index that's very similar that doesn't have the fee, I don't think it's necessary to pick an actual index with a fee. Income riders, those are very important. So we're talking about the income rider side of things. Are they compounded? Are they simple? What is the payout percentage? What is the bonus rate? Which one or which index or which income rider is nicely matched together? Because really, when we're picking products, when we're picking companies, all things are based off of three things when it comes to income. It's number one, the bonus, number two, the roll-up rate, and number three, the payout percentage. So when somebody says, well, hey, this one has a super high bonus, I'm like, who cares? It has a horrific payout percentage. Or, hey, look how high this one's payout percentage. Yeah, but it has no guarantees on the income roll-up rate. Or, hey, this one pays 1.5 times the income amount or the index amount towards the income. Yeah, but they need to draw income within the 10 years. And once again, when you're looking at situations, they all have a purpose and all of them can be good in certain situations. But do not product funnel, do not product push. All companies, for the most part, in your top 10 are always going to have pretty good products. But when you sit there and sell one company in one situation, that's a big product problem. Excuse me. But when you're looking at it, there are seasons. There was a season there for about 1.5 years where there was one company that was really good in the index and really good in the income. Then they changed the rates, and then they end up having to switch to another company because who's the best? Well, I remember last year in 2019, I wrote 7 different insurance company, 11 different products. This year, it's already been, I've written 5 different insurance companies, 7 different products, and we've only been going 2 months into this. So we have to look at what is the best for that situation. So financial stability, best benefits, best customer service, highest payout. Once again, I have this all written down inside Retirement Real Estate Agents Academy under Agent Tools. And I attach that to the back of each application. So knowing which company is best for your situation, it's so important that you yourself are the one that does the research on it. You don't rely on marketers. You don't rely on insurance companies. It's not because it's not efficient. I'm going back into the skin. It's because it helps you with confidence knowing that you are picking the best product. On top of that, it helps you in a client situation where a product needs to change or a situation changes, so you have to pick a different product. You know right then and there which one is the best. And it's your responsibility, not once, and I can't even imagine this, but let's say down the road you end up getting sued and you end up putting someone in an inferior product. There was many other products that were available at the time. So you pick this product and you get sued by the kids of the parents who died. And they go, this product was not even remotely close. There were so many better products on there. You cannot go up to that judge and say, hey, you know what? This is one my marketer picked, so that's why I picked that one. The judge is going to laugh and go, you are the agent. You are the financial planner. You are the retirement planner. You're the one that has the responsibility of knowing what's best, not your marketer, not the insurance company. You are the one, and your case will be hammered to you, and you will lose that because we cannot pass on the blame to someone else when we're the ones that are sitting in front of the clients. The clients are either in our office or we're in their home or we're standing in front of them giving a presentation. We are the ones that are held liable for that. So study your insurance company, study your products, know which one is best for each situation. So in other words, which one, 40 is kind of under 50, there's very few that are really, really good. And above 80, there's very few that are really good. The range is between 50 and 80. And that's the range where you have to look at. There's a lot of different possibilities there. So it's our responsibility to make sure that we are doing what's best for the clients. We know the products. We know the companies. Once again, financial stability, best benefits, best customer service, highest payout. Hope you have a great day. We'll talk to you later. Happy selling.
Thanks for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out Retirement Realize Agents Academy. Visit our website at raragentsacademy.com and enroll in our coaching program today. We've helped agents double and triple their business through the systems and strategies we have in place. As a member, you have access to countless documents, webinars, independent courses, and one-on-one coaching time with me so we can diagnose your business and come up with a plan to get you closing more sales and helping more clients. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast and follow me on LinkedIn at Chad Owen. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Annuity Sales Coach. Like, comment, and ring the bell for more free training and follow me on Facebook at Retirement Realize Agents Academy. This podcast is sponsored by Aegis Financial at 800-579-7923 and Annuity Agents Alliance at 888-742-4368.